Externals help point to the internal reality. And we have to begin standing out as Catholics again in order to show that our faith is important to us. When people see that it's important to us, and not just simply one piece of our lives, then it becomes more convincing to follow. After all, a person who's half-heartedly following a religion isn't really invested in it in reality. They'll make something else their religion, like their job, sports, etc. It's not that difficult to deny ourselves meat one day a week. It's all in our head. Yet Friday abstinence is just one small way we can take on to begin evangelizing society and slowly bringing others to Christ. But it has to come from the heart. And if we already abstain from meat on Fridays, great. But what else can we do to become a walking evangelization to our culture? We as the people of God need to have a zeal for souls. That same zeal that motivated the apostles to cast themselves out into the deep and go to India and Turkey and Greece and many other countries in order to preach the gospel. We need to have that same zeal that St. Maria Goretti had to defend her purity against her attacker, causing her to lose her life. How many people do not defend their purity this day? What would St. Maria Goretti say? We need to have that same zeal that St. Peter had to be crucified upside down for our Lord. Yet people do not even come to Sunday Mass because of sports. Yet that same zeal doesn't require us to travel anywhere other than our normal day-to-day lives. As Catholics, we must not allow ourselves to blend in with society. If we do, the importance of religion will continue to become forgotten and further unknown by society. And you know what? The suicide rate will continue to rise. We will lose an opportunity for evangelization. In the past few decades, the world has oftentimes been given very poor examples of Catholicism by both priests and lay faithful. The world needs strong witnesses of our faith now. Teresa of Avila once said, the devil, quote, is very much afraid of resolute souls. We must be bold and determined in living out our faith. Just as priests were unfamiliar to the person at the ice cream store, if we're not careful, Catholicism will become less known or less identifiable in society at large because we are not living our faith externally as once we did. And if we are not living it externally, we're not going to bring many people to the fulfillment and salvation Christ desires of us as fishers of men. And so, on this third Sunday in Ordinary Time, what ways can we, as Catholics, live out our faith externally during the week, pointing to our internal relationship with Christ, in order to point to that internal truth, that Christ is worth following? Amen.